this afternoon. You're listening to the Todd LeBorowicz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowicz, and this segment is brought to you by KO Creative, our preferred partner for graphic design. Well, you're in for a special treat today, because in the studio with us now, we have Tanya Letterman, Themistoculus. She's with Clothesline Settlements. And we're going to get into a little bit how your company is different than other settlement companies that are out there.
Great. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, I'm glad that we found you because you guys are in how many states?
We are licensed in 44 states.
And your main base is?
Here in Rockville, Maryland.
And you have office locations in other states as well?
Yes, we do. We have an office location in St. Louis, Missouri and in Encino, California. So we pretty much cover every time zone.
So if someone's working late at night, at 9 o'clock at night, they can
We're always working at 9 o'clock at night.
They can get somebody on the phone?
Absolutely, a live person.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys been in business?
We have been in business since 1993, so going on 22 years now.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the niches that I love about when I found you guys is you're like the exclusive title company for a lot of builders in this area.
Yes, we are. We partnered with builders probably close to 10 years ago when the initial condo conversion was happening. And so we did all of the real estate settlements for Kettler, if you're familiar with them. And then we branched out. We did a lot of developments in DC. We did the Velocity, and we've just been named as the Pike and Rose preferred partner over at their new development in the White Flint Corridor. Thank you so much.
You know you're doing something right when you get that gig.
Absolutely. We're very excited for that.
Because it's interesting. I tell a lot of people with clients being in the mortgage business is we always look for someone that's been in the business before the crash.
Right.
Because all these title companies popped up after the crash, and it's like your biggest investment in your whole entire life is in these people's hands.
Absolutely.
And I've seen cases where people will have their house in a trust, and the lender will have to say, we got to take it out and put it back in, and then the title company takes it out, and then 3 months later, they find out it was never put back in.
Yes, very important to put it back in and do so correctly. Otherwise, you have a lot of issues down the line, as you know.
Correct. So it's always good to use a reputable title company. And I know later today, we're going to be talking about a business model because there's a lot of these joint ventures going on because it's amazing with real estate agents. They team up with these home inspectors and they team up with these title companies. And we don't know if it's in the best interest of the client. And then when something hits the fan, it's like, well, they bought me dinner. Or they did this, or there's always a hidden agenda. And are you guys have any joint ventures with real estate agents or those, what thing they call it, MSAs?
We do not. We actually stand independently, and we're very proud of that. We think that in order to be good at what you do, you have to specialize in what you do, and that's what we've done. We've been a settlement service provider for a long time. We don't, you know real estate agent business. We don't want to know real estate agent business. That's what the real estate agents are for. And so we're very good at what we do. We've been doing it for a long time, and we're proud to represent our clients and represent the transaction in an independent manner. When people use us, they know they're using us because we're reputable, we know what we're doing, and we've been doing it for a very long time.
And it shows. So all the people that are out there, and I'm not trying to discredit other people that are doing it the other way, but we all know that the CFPB, mm-hmm. the Consumer Finance Protection Agencies, are going to go after these joint ventures because at the bottom line is, it's what's in the best interest of the client.
Absolutely. And recently, I had an article published and spoke at a conference about the importance of vetting third-party providers, including title insurance agents. A lot of the bigger banks and mortgage companies and realtors out there have an entire compliance department that does just that. They're out there now making sure that title companies are licensed, they're not doing joint ventures that are illegal, and it's really important now to be doing everything completely correctly because the CFPB will come after you, as they should, and they're trying to crack down on the people that are doing it correctly and the people that aren't.
Wonderful. I'm all for that. Fair
That's
play.
Great.
I just love meeting when I meet with it. Hey, you're Todd. You're a great guy. I hear great things about you, but I have to use this person because I'm forced to.
Exactly.
And I feel bad for them and their clients.
Yes.
Okay. So moving forward, I have a question that's been stirring up in my head because it's really hard to be a large company as you are. I mean, you're in 44 states, you do a large volume, you're in with the builders, you have a business model that's a little different than everyone else, because if you don't provide the proper customer service to the end user, whether it's the realtor, the mortgage company, or the client that's buying the house, mm-hmm. or refinancing, you're not going to be in business.
Exactly.
You said you're actually one of the people that helped turn this whole company into what it is, one of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go into that a little bit further, what your business model is?
Sure. Well, first, I will say that the company was started by two local Montgomery County attorneys, Elliot Liss and Michael Bell. And to this day, they're still very involved in the day-to-day business. They have an open-door policy. You can walk in and talk to them at any time. We had a client the other day that requested that Mike Bell do one of the closings for them, and he did. He's more than happy to do that. And even though the company is large from a title company standpoint, the feel is still very customer service driven, because as you said, that's kind of what drives the business. So we started a whole customer service team at Closeline, and that's very different than what a lot of other title companies do.
Now, having a customer service team,
mm-hmm.
explain that a little bit further. I never heard of a customer service team within a title company.
So typically in a refinance or purchase transaction, the realtor or lender will deal directly with the processor that's handling their file, or the HUD preparer or whatever it is. So what we did is we put in an additional layer of customer service folks whose main responsibility is to be the liaison between the client and the operation. So their job is to watch these files from start to finish, beginning to end, and make sure that everything is running smoothly, and if any problems arise, to fix those problems immediately before they kind of go off the track.
Wow. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Tanya Letterman Themistoculos, and she is with Closeline Settlements. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. What are some kind of calls you get in this customer service department?
Wow, we get all kinds of calls from morning to night, all day long. I can actually share an interesting story with you that recently happened. So what we do is a lot of remote closings these days. And what that is instead of a settlement happening in an office like you would sometimes see, people are very busy in this day and age. And so they want the notary or the attorney to come and conduct the settlement on site at their location, either at their home or at their office.
That's very convenient.
Mm-hmm. And so that is what we do when all of our closers are equipped with computers to make changes at the table in case there's any HUD changes or anything like that. Well, we have a rather large banking client whose headquarters is in North Carolina, and we were handling a purchase for them in Northern Virginia, and our closer was supposed to handle the purchase and then drop all the documents off at FedEx. Well, unfortunately, their car broke down and they got stranded, and so they couldn't get to FedEx in time. Well, this bank client has very strict deadlines on when they need their documents back. They have rate lock issues. It's a pretty well-run operation that's streamlined. So we sent someone over to the closer's car, obviously, to get the package, bring it back to our office to post-close it, and we put one of our employees on a plane that next morning down to North Carolina so they can drop all the package off and make sure that they have it on the lender side and that nothing was messed up from a rate lock perspective and everything was completely done before the 5 o'clock deadline. So luckily, we have the resources and the people to get those sort of things done.
It sounds like a fun, you guys have a lot of fun.
We definitely have a lot of fun, and the person that did that, we joke with him all the time. Every time something goes wrong, if something were to go wrong, we tell him, hey, you're getting on the next plane to so-and-so. It's now the kind of the running joke in the office.
Well, that's a new definition of commitment. Now, one thing in this area, it's a lot of people have second homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we got the Virginia, we got Maryland, we got DC, but people have homes in Florida, they have homes in Jersey Shore, they have homes Rehoboth.
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to handle that? Because when I do loans, it's kind of like hard because it's using different title companies. You never know who's going to take care of who.
Mm-hmm. Because we're licensed in 44 states and it's our own individual license, we can handle transactions in any of those places that you just mentioned. So for example, if you have a client that is buying or refinancing a home in Orlando, Florida, and they live here, we can get them closed here. They wouldn't have to travel down to Florida or anything like that because
oh, wow.
we can get them closed in our corporate headquarters here in Rockville, even though the actual home is located in Florida. So as long as it's in one of the 44 states that we cover, we can get that facilitated, no problem.
And being in the business, that is a big deal.
Yep.
Because when you start using people you don't know, it messes up the whole entire transaction.
Absolutely. Consistency of service is one of the things that we promise.
And that's the wonderful thing. Well, what I want to offer you, our listeners, is the chance to get in touch with Tanya at Clothesline Settlements. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. And we'll get you guys all in touch, and you can talk about your services and further.
Wonderful.
Now, let's ask about the title business. It's turning into the purchase world.
Mm-hmm.
The refi boom's over. It's actually coming back a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be here for long. But what are you seeing out there as far as the purchase business?
It's definitely turning into a purchase world for sure. With the rates getting lower, people are being able to afford the houses that they weren't able to afford before. And
but you're seeing it come back.
It's definitely coming back on the developer side as well.
Perfect. Well, we're going to have you come back on and we'll talk about this further.
I would love that. Thank you for having me.
And coming up next, we have a real estate investor, Justin Pierce. He also writes for the Washington Post. He's going to be giving his tips of how he got started and tips for you.